Country Club FM.
It is the Almanac, and Brittany making her full-fledged Almanac debut. Before, it was in more of a fill-in role. Now you're here as a fact checker.
Been promoted.
Could result and turn into a full-time fact-checking role. In fact, I'm probably leaning towards that because there aren't a whole lot of other great options.
And there's a large daily stipend for being
there
a fact-checker.
It is.
You're going to share my peanut M&M raisin mix.
Yeah. You're going to be excited when you see the number of zeros in that. Unfortunately, they're all after the decimal point.
Right.
Okay, you got to name this tune here today. That's how we're starting the Almanac. Should be able to get that one right off the bat.
Ring of Fire.
Brittany got it.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Did you really not know that, Neil? Were you going to get it?
I was going to sing along. Was there any significance to that? No.
It's the kazoo here today, starting us out on the Almanac.
Love
Monday, January 23rd, 1789, Georgetown University was established as the first Catholic college in the United States.
Wow.
It's in Washington, D.C. Georgetown is not named after George Washington. It's either after King George or a couple of guys that founded that area of the city. Washington, D.C., 1789.
They've had some pretty good basketball teams
there. John Thompson, Patrick Ewing, among others, right? 1845, the U.S. Congress decided all national elections would be held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. That was 1845. So before they had the election other times during the year, but it was in 1845 that it was established that we would do it.
First Tuesday
after the first Monday. It can never be the first. If the first Tuesday is the first day of the month of November, they won't have the elections on that.
They have to have
a Monday before it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Just get a little time there to get into November. Don't want to get in November, bang, and then you're having an election.
Right.
Got to get into November, get used to November, get the feel of November before we head to the polls. 1973, U.S. President Richard Nixon addressed the nation.
I have asked for this radio and television time tonight for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
1973 is the date. Richard Nixon announcing that an accord had been reached to end the Vietnam War. 1975, let's go to TV and the TV theme. 1975. Barney Miller made its debut. Hal Linden, Abe Vigoda, Ron Glass, guy who played Wojciechowicz.
Yeah. Steve.
Landisberg,
there we go.
That was 1975. Barney Miller would make its debut on ABC TV.
Quite a cast of characters.
One of the top themes ever in TV history as well. 1978 was a sad day in music on this date.
Yes.
Singer of Chicago. Great guitarist, rhythm guitar. Had a soulful voice. Very much like David Clayton Thomas of Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yes, very similar.
Terry Kath. They were playing around with a pistol that they thought was not loaded. And there happened to be apparently a bullet in the chamber and he shot himself. An accidental self-inflicted gunshot wound. He had some alcohol issues and drug issues. But that was 1978 on this date. And some people thought Chicago would not, the band had a great run in the 70s, that it would not survive. But it did. They relied a little more on Peter Cetera than after that to do the lead singing. And they kind of took a turn more towards ballads into the early 80s. Hard Habit to Break, You're the Inspiration. That was 1978, and they actually canceled a concert that was supposed to be here at Met Stadium. Do you remember or not?
We're going to have to double check that. Because now, when I look back, that was 1976 when they were here with the Beach Boys, which would have been... They were actually... I don't know.
We're not sure. I got to double check. Might be somebody else out there that might know.
Yeah.
1978. Also 1978, that same day, Sweden banned. They were ahead of everybody on the whole chlorofluorocarbons, the CFCs.
Mm.
You know what those are?
Yes.
Those are propellants that are used in aerosol cans. They're also used in making your Big Mac. Mm-hmm. Styrofoam containers, CFCs, they can affect the ozone layer, and they're bad for the environment.
Correct.
Sweden on this date banned aerosol sprays.
That's a good move.
First country to do so, 1978. Another TV show made its debut, again, a mid-season replacement. A lot of those this time of the year. A-Team, 1983. I believe that aired on NBC. The thing about A-Team is we loved that when we were kids, watched it every night. Nobody ever got shot. All these automatic weapons, all these bullets flying, and nobody... There was one episode where B.A. got shot in the leg.
Oh.
And they had to get the tourniquet and everything. But usually they're shooting them up, and you know they're shooting up vans, and they're shooting up buildings and vehicles, but nobody ever got shot. Oh. They're trying to keep it...
Little PG.
Well, yeah. It's violent, but at the same time...
Not.
Everybody's a bad shot.
Right.
Ray Charles would have done better than Face Man. That was back in 83. 85, O.J. Simpson became the first Heisman Trophy winner to be elected into Pro Football's Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Pretty surprising, isn't it?
That's very surprising.
1985 in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the first Heisman Trophy winner, O.J. And, of course, that Heisman Trophy ended up being stolen. Then he tried to steal it back, and then he's in jail, where he should be.
That just tells you there is still a jump from college to the pros.
Yeah, the list is long of Heisman Trophy winners that didn't amount to much. Some of them had nice careers. Others, they were total busts in the pros.
Look at Archie Griffin. He won two Heismans.
Yeah, there he is.
Had almost no...
Gino Toretta.
No college or no pro career.
1985. 1992, Howard Cosell retired from broadcasting. All right.
Monday night is given over to those gargantuan Goliaths of the gridiron for that bouncing behemoth ballet known better as professional football.
There he is, Howard Cosell, 1992. He retired. Quite an illustrious career in broadcasting.
Did he ever?
Great. Just the way his alliterations, his way of putting things and saying things, and the way he'd enunciate and articulate.
Some people... didn't like him.
That's right.
Especially early on, I think he won more and more people over. Yeah, especially his halftime highlights on Monday Night Football were a thing of beauty.
They were great. 2003 on this date, we lost somebody very close to me.
You deserve it. It's time I made it to the top.
Name is Nell Carter.
Give me a break.
Starred and sang her own theme song.
Wow.
You don't see that too often.
No.
She was on Give Me a Break. Nell Carter passed away. She was only 54. I remember seeing her first on Sheriff Lobo. She was like the bailiff on Sheriff Lobo.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, she worked in the office. That was 2003 that Nell Carter passed away.
Do we know what she... You can fact check that, what she died of.
2003. Yeah, we need to give the fact check or something. Yeah, we haven't had anything really yet. We also lost Captain Kangaroo this date. The captain.
Good morning, Captain.
I'm kind of glad that Mr. Moose isn't here right now, because I just couldn't stand one more ping pong ball.
How about 100?
No! No!
Here come the ping pong balls.
What a key that one.
Good old Mr. Moose and Bunny Rabbit, Mr. Greenji now and then.
I watched a lot of Captain Kangaroo growing up as a young lad in the 60s.
And I watched it in the 70s.
Yeah, it was still around, and it was a great show.
Great way
to start the day.
Bob. Robert Keeshan, Captain Kangaroo, he had a long illness. He was 76 when he passed away on this date. Another great that we lost on this date. There will only be one king of late night.
Yes, for sure.
Johnny Carson.
May a toothless yak gum your grandmother's wheat thins.
You want to hear that one again?
Yeah. A toothless yak.
My computer's kind of glitchy.
Gum your grandmother's.
He was doing Karnak, of course, the sage of the East.
What should a vampire cut down on when he's on a diet?
That one missed. That was a good one. This is the same one where they did the sis boom ba. What's the sound a sheep makes just before it blows up?
Toothless yak gum your grandmother's wheat thins.
Yeah, if the crowd didn't like the joke, or if they cheered too loud when Ed said, I have in my hand the final envelope, and then he would come back with something. It was hilarious.
2011 on this day, Jack LaLanne, godfather of fitness, even before we knew of Richard Simmons.
We lost him too?
Yeah, he died on the same date as well. He was 96. 96.
Wow, he did pretty good then.
He was an international icon.
Yes.
Kind of a small little guy. He'd do a lot of sit-ups. I think he would do like 1,000 sit-ups a day.
Yeah.
I haven't done 1,000 sit-ups in my lifetime.
Total, yeah.
Birthdays today. Pointer Sisters singer Anita Pointer, one of the Pointer Sisters. Also, did a duet with our Fave Five artist.
Yes.
But the world has turned too many times. Oh, too many times. I felt I should be free.
She was the second oldest of the Pointer Sisters. I think Ruth was the oldest. You might want to fact check that one, Pointer Sisters. But Anita Pointer is 69 here today. Richard Dean Anderson, he's a Minnesota native.
Yes.
He's from Minnesota, and he was MacGyver.
Very clever.
He's 67 today. Now we have a term, you MacGyver it.
Yeah.
You take something that you wouldn't use for something and...
Yeah, turn it into...
You improvise. Yeah. You improvise with a paper clip, some gum, and some duct tape. And you fix the carburetor on your 67 Ford. That's what Richard Dean Anderson would do.
Very crafty.
And he is 67 today. He's the man who was part of the Miracle on the Hudson. He was the reason for the Miracle on the Hudson. It was a bird strike on his plane. He was piloting that, was it United? It was a United Airlines flight.
I believe it was.
And we're talking about Sully. Chesley Sully Sullenberger, portrayed by Tom Hanks.
Did anybody see that?
I have not seen that one yet. It's on my list.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I think it'd be good.
It's on my list. I've got some free HBO here for the next month or so with the switch over on TV services. So there's a chance that it might pop up there.
He was called a hero. I mean, it was a very, quite an event.
And the movie digs into that a little bit. Some of the other things that went on behind the scenes. 66 for Sully Sullenberger here today. We have the singer, the lead singer of the group Cheap Trick.
Oh, yes.
They want you to do something, I believe.
This had to be around 1979, 80.
Late 70s. His name is Robin Zander, and he is 64 today. She's the daughter of Princess Grace. Caroline, the Princess of Hanover, born Princess Caroline of Monaco. She's 60 today.
Not Hanover, Minnesota.
Not Hanover, Minnesota. No. Not that Hanover.
Or Hangover.
Thankfully, or Hangover.
As everybody in Hanover calls Hanover.
60 today, Emmy Award-winning actress. She plays Detective Sergeant Lieutenant Olivia Benson on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. She's won an Emmy for that role.
Oh, yes.
Mariska Hargitay is 53 today. Tiffany Amber Thiessen is 43. Saw her first on Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Then she was on Beverly Hills 90210, 43. And baseball player Addison Russell. How about those two baseball players that died? Was it in the Dominican?
Yes.
Car accidents, separate car accidents. Yes. And one of them, former Kansas City Royal that played in the World Series.
He was their stud this year.
Speaking of World Series, Addison Russell, the shortstop for the Chicago Cubs. He is 23 today. Happy birthday.
He'll be getting a ring here at the first baseball game of the year. Yeah.
Somebody's going to give him a ring?
No, not a different
I'll
type
give
of
you a ring.
World Series ring. All right, gone but not forgotten today, statesman John... Don't call me Herbie Hancock.
One of the great signatures of all time.
Yes.
Rivals your signature, Neil, and your penmanship.
I would say it does. I heard this was National Handwriting Day. I cringed
that's probably
immediately.
Why.
Yeah.
I think that is why it is, because it's John Hancock's birthday today.
I would think so. He was one of the signees of the Declaration of Independence. John Hancock, born on this day, 1737. Impressionist artist Edouard Monet. Is that how you say that?
Manet.
Born on this day, 1832. Do you have any of his works, Brittany, Jim, none of them?
I sold them all.
You sold them. Okay, I hope you had a good price. We like to throw in our occasional blues musician, especially when they have a name like Leadbelly. It's just it. Leadbelly, it's first and last and middle name.
He had a lot of undigested meat in his lower intestine. That's why they called him Leadbelly.
And it didn't bother him.
He was fine.
Leadbelly was born on this day, 1888. Actor Randolph Scott, he starred in quite a few movies, Last of the Mohicans, To the Shores of Tripoli. He was also in some westerns, and they made some reference for him in another movie.
And, of course, the Statler Brothers have the song, Whatever Happened to Randolph Scott.
For sure. Born on this day, 1898.
Just give me 24 hours to come up with a brilliant idea to save our town. Just 24 hours. That's all I ask.
No!
You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott! Randolph Scott!
As only Mel Brooks could do it with Blazing Saddles.
They got away with it.
A major Randolph Scott shout out there. He was born in, say, 1898. A Hall of Fame actor and comedian, Ernie Kovacs, was born on this day in 1919.
Yeah, I'd love to provide some audio for you. Here you go. He's playing, people who probably remember him from the 50s.
Yeah.
He did this character called Percy Dove Tonsils.
Mm-hmm.
He had these big, thick glasses.
Do we neglect to look at the little fellow who spends so much more time with books than we, the bookworm? I don't suppose many of us stop to understand the life of the bookworm, so I have written a poem entitled Ode to a Bookworm.
And you'll have to look it up. We don't have time to do the entire ode to a bookworm, but that's Ernie Kovacs.
He looks like the type of guy who would write Ode to the Bookworm in there.
Real thick glasses, like bottom glasses for that character. Yeah.
There you go. There he is. Country singer Johnny Russell. Now, he wrote the song Act Naturally, which was a major hit for the Beatles and for Buck Owens and others.
I think of more of it when I think of Act Naturally, I think of Buck Owens before I think of the Beatles.
I do too. But about redneck.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here. My redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer.
Gotta get a PBR.
Big hit.
The bar.
That's him performing on the Wilburn Brothers TV show.
Very nice.
And guess what? He's performing in front of a porch.
A porch
with a swing on it.
It's either a porch or a barn.
Yeah, that's how they did it on Hee Haw. Any of those shows,
right?
Johnny to be a porch.
Johnny Russell was born on the state in 1940, and he was a keyboardist in the E Street Band. Danny Federici. Born on this day, 1950. We've lost a few guys from the E Street. We had Clarence Clemens.
Yeah.
The big man last week. Danny Federici. He was born on this day, 1950. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Any facts, Brittany?
I do have a couple of facts. So I wasn't able to find a ton of details on the aftermath of Terry Kath passing from Chicago. But they did interview or audition over 30 people to fill up his role before picking Donnie Dacus. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's good.
And then Nell Carter, before she passed away, she survived two brain aneurysms, eventually dying from heart disease complicated by diabetes in 2003. And Ruth Poynter is the eldest.
Ruth Poynter is the eldest. Yeah, is that what I said? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I know my Poynter sisters.
Yes, you do.
Jump for my love. And Neil, I know you're so excited, you just can't hide it.
Yes.
I'm assuming, right? That is the almanac, everybody.
Song of the South.